Welcome to today's episode of Blockchain Breakdown, where we delve into the fascinating world of EVM-based blockchains. I'm your host, and today we're going to explore how these networks function, their importance in the crypto landscape, and some of the nuances that developers and users alike need to be aware of. Let's kick things off with a question. What exactly is an EVM-based chain? Well, EVM stands for Ethereum Virtual Machine, which is a runtime environment for executing smart contracts. Ethereum was the pioneer, and now many other chains, often referred to as Layer 1 or Layer 2 solutions, have adopted the EVM to enable compatibility with Ethereum's ecosystem. So picture this. Imagine you want to build a unique digital city. That's like creating your blockchain. But instead of starting from scratch, you want to make sure your city runs on the same rules and regulations that make Ethereum, the capital city, so successful. That's what EVM-based chains do. They replicate Ethereum's environment while allowing for innovation and customization. Now, speaking of customization, let's talk about how developers interact with these chains. For instance, when you deploy a contract on an EVM-based chain, you'll usually use a JSON file. This file acts like a blueprint, detailing everything from the chain's name, like Ethereum Mainnet or Arbitrum, to specific features such as EIPs, Ethereum Improvement Proposals, that enable certain functionalities. It's pretty cool how this structured information allows different chains to work together seamlessly. What's great is that chains like Ethereum have their own explorers. Think of them as the Google Maps of the crypto world, where you can track transactions and delve deep into the data. Websites like Etherscan, for example, let you see transaction histories and smart contract activities right at your fingertips. But not all chains are created equal. Some serve as layer 2 solutions, which sit on top of the main blockchain, enhancing speed and lowering costs. Arbitrum is a great example here. It's like expanding a busy highway with an express lane for quicker travel. The challenge here for developers is ensuring that they utilize these layer 2s correctly. After all, not every road is the right one for every vehicle. Now, let's dive into some of the essential rules that govern these chains. A big one is collision management. We can't have two chains with the same ID because that would lead to chaos, right? Imagine two cars with the same license plate trying to drive in the same city. And speaking of chaos, the guidelines state that anytime a chain wants to deprecate or replace an existing chain, they must adhere to strict protocols. It's all about ensuring stability and trust in the blockchain environment. Here's a lighthearted thought for you. If a chain gets deprecated, what happens to its identity? It's like retiring a sports jersey. The number may not be used again, but its legacy remains. Before we wrap up, let's touch on how to contribute to these ecosystems. If you're a developer keen on creating or updating a chain, there's a process to follow that involves running some technical checks to ensure everything is in order before you submit your pull request. It's like a rehearsal before the big show. As we close today's episode, I think it's important to reflect on the growth and innovation happening within the EVM landscape. It's still relatively new, yet so dynamic. What's exciting is to think about how these layers and chains can evolve, offering more to developers and users alike. So, if you're curious about diving deeper, check out resources like Chained.network or explore different wallets and tools that can help you engage more fully with this tech. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Blockchain Breakdown. Stay curious, keep questioning, and who knows what fascinating developments you'll discover in the world of blockchain. Until next.